Good morning, it's Tuesday, July 13th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect partly cloudy with daytime temperatures in the high 70s. A mostly clear evening with temperatures in the low 50s. Now's the chance for Tacoma residents to sound off on proposed changes to residential zoning codes. A public hearing is set for tonight by Zoom around 5:15 at the council meeting. The city's Home in Tacoma project would allow for more types of housing options. It proposes low-scale and mid-scale land use to replace the single-family and multifamily low-density zoning. Mid-scale would permit multifamily buildings 3 stories high. The project is part of the city's Affordable Housing Action Strategy and will now be considered by the City Council. Tacoma police say a deadly stabbing downtown happened over $500 and a punch. Prosecutors are charging 35-year-old Raymond Allen Manues with second-degree murder. Officers were called to an apartment complex in the 700 block of Commerce Street on July 8. They found 44-year-old Victor Martin Lee Davis in the lobby. He died later at a hospital. Records say Davis yelled at the suspect about a $500 loan he gave for a scooter and threatened to beat him up. Authorities say Manues hid his knife before turning himself into police. A Gig Harbor City Council candidate is under fire for some controversial behavior around young people. Photographs show John Scancy standing with armed men opposite a group of teenagers supporting Black Lives Matter. A social media post also accused the 61-year-old of cursing at kids. The demonstration happened June 3 on Point Fosdick Drive near the Uptown Gig Harbor Shopping Center. Scancy withdrew his candidacy for mayor after we reported that he's banned from substitute teaching at 4 Seattle schools. In one 2019 incident, he locked fourth graders out of the classroom. At another school last year, a report found some students felt they were treated differently, specifically Black boys. Scancy says he loves all students of color. A busy intersection in Puyallup might get another expansion. City engineering staff recommend adding 2 lanes to Shore Road from East Pioneer to 23rd Avenue East. A study estimates that stretch of road will get an F rating for overcapacity traffic flows by 2040 if something isn't done. The addition would make it a 4-lane intersection. A preliminary estimated cost is $55 million. Some council members want any work done in phases. All agree that a lot of traffic comes from development south of city limits, so the county should help with costs. Calling all job seekers. A job fair is planned at the Greater Tacoma Convention Center July 21 from 2 to 7. Hundreds of positions are open, ranging from event service and hospitality workers to government employees and more. Employers in attendance include Aramark, Pierce Transit, Tacoma Public Utilities and the Washington State Patrol. On-site interviews are available with some employers. Convention Center parking is free, as is the Tacoma Link Light Rail. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!